Welcome back to Inside Agriculture. I'm News and Farm Director Eric Johnson. Right now, we're going to find out more about the North Dakota FFA. It's been a little while since I've talked to the state advisor, Aaron Anderson. Aaron, how you been?
Hey, I'm doing well. Thanks, Eric.
Well, we got a lot of stuff coming up. I was kind of perusing around for different events that, we still are kind of limited on the events that usually happen. But we're starting to come back to life here a little bit. And the North Dakota FFA, you guys are going to be at the state fair this year. Is that 100% like a full bore state fair thing, or is it still going to be a little bit restricted?
No, that's the plan. We're starting to get back to normal with a lot of our events, which feels really, really good. We still have some COVID guidelines and protocols that we're following, some mask wearing, some social distancing, a few adjustments, but we're super excited because we're getting students back in person and the students, the teachers, everyone involved, volunteers, supporters, they're all excited to see the Blue Jackets back in action.
Absolutely. We'll talk a little bit more about that and where you guys are going to be here in just a few minutes. But you guys have actually been like super busy over the last couple of weeks. And I guess maybe kind of recap what's been going on.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, we really have. In North Dakota, we have a winter judging season is kind of what we call it. And so every weekend, every Saturday from basically the beginning of February all through the end of March, students are competing in livestock judging, agronomy, and ag sales. And that kind of culminated with our state event up in Minot the end of March. And we had over 750 people gather at the North Dakota State Fair Center and compete in those three events. Really excited about that and the outcomes. The Wendell family, it's actually three siblings, made up the state-winning livestock judging team. They're from down there in Lemoore. Mm. Our ag sales team, state-winning team, was from Napoleon, and then our agronomy team was from Carrington. Sorry. Just this past week, this last Wednesday, we were able to host our state parliamentary procedure event as well as our employment skills event. And normally those would wrap up in November, but with COVID and everything, we pushed them back to the spring. And so, just this past week, we had, almost 200 students here in Bismarck at the Bismarck Event Center competing in those events. And more is on the way.
Yeah.
Horse judging in May, state convention in June. And so, we've been really, 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 really busy here at North Dakota FFA.
So are a lot of these events, and let's just take the state horse evaluation, are regular folks also, your parents and other people, are they allowed to come and watch?
Yeah, we haven't really allowed the public into any of the events. That's some of the COVID guidelines we've had. But a lot of the events do require a bunch of volunteers. So those volunteers are the ones that get to come in and kind of get a sneak peek if they're judging, they're evaluating. We had almost 70 volunteers that came into our event up in Minot to serve as judges during agricultural sales, serve as livestock officials. Same thing will happen with horse. We need individuals to come in, not only NDSU staff, but others that are, in the equine industry to serve as judges and officials. And so same thing's going to happen during our state convention in June. Public this year probably isn't going to be the most welcome, but what we've really tried to do over the last year is really try to enhance our online experience. And so all of our sessions, events, awards are pushed out over our social media channels as well as broadcasted over our website at ndffa.org. So mom and dad, grandma and grandpa, aunt and uncle, any supporter of the FFA can
they're watching.
Catch the action.
Again, that is the North Dakota FFA State Advisor, Aaron Anderson. This is Inside Agriculture.